Anthony Cummings does take our call out there at Randwick. Morning to you, Anthony.
Morning, how are you?
Very well. Would be a wet morning for track work, I presume.
Yeah, it's nothing too bad, really. There's one puddle here. The new surface down in the marshalling areas here around by the trainers, and it's been much better since they've done that, but they've still found one puddle. So it's not bad.
Okay. No, that's not too bad. Well, you learnt late yesterday afternoon that Mizzy got a start in the Classic with no weight, 50 and a half probably for Corey Brown. How's your enthusiasm on a heavy 10?
Yeah, no, that's fine. I mean, she was unluckily beaten first up on a heavy track at Canterbury. And I know there's different tracks, different surfaces and things, but nevertheless, she's been fairly adept on heavy track so far. Won't be any different today. And with no weight, I think that's probably an added bonus.
She's pretty fit now, Anthony, rolls forward like she usually does.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, as a lot of people said, there looks to be plenty of speed in the race. I mean, for her, you know, I suppose her weakness is her barrier manners. She's not always perfect. But given she jumps cleanly, I'd expect to see her settle in the first part of the race. And then it's just a matter of what the others decide to do. So that's, you know, Corey's there to make those decisions. I'm not going to tie him down too much. He'll work it out pretty well, I'd say.
And Corey's obviously trying to get down to, well, close to 50 and a half here.
Yeah, he thought he'd probably get to 50. So we'll see how that goes. But I'd be pleased if he did. But so long as his head's on straight, that's all. You don't want him cooked.
No, you don't. All in all, sounds pretty positive and full steam ahead.
Yeah, well, I think she comes out of a really good form race. The Guineas with the Autumn Sun sort of proved fundamentalist and sort of showed what Mizzy's about. And I think it's one of the stronger form races of the season so far. So if that holds, then, you know, she's certainly going to be competitive today.
Rest of the string's going well.
Yeah, happy. Another winning yesterday. Nice horse, and he'll go on again from that at Gassie. Last is a little bit disappointing, but I don't think he's that comfortable on the ground, as it turned out. So he'll be better back on top of the ground.
Where are you going with Baller?
Good question. He's entered for Moonee Valley Friday night. Tony Barrier ride in if we go there. He goes to the Galaxy by preference, but it's a matter of whether he gets a run. Having sort of been held up and not getting out the other day, missed the win that he needed to make sure of getting around the Galaxy, so that we're on the knife edge there. And failing that, if we elect to stay here, he would run in the three-year-old race, and that'll be a pretty good race with the likes of Trope and Classic Legend and whatever. It'll be a very good race if the three of them turn up.
Beauty.
And Vega Days out of last week?
Not sure what we're going to do with him. He's still in the stable. He's had a week in the treadmill, just following along. He looks healthy and well. He was sort of too healthy and well to be putting in a paddock straight away. I think he would have run through a fence and killed him, you know, done himself a damage and was feeling too good. So there's a chance that he may stay and go to the Arrowfield, the 1200 sprint through the carnival, or we might just select a pull with him and give him a break. But right now he's still in the stable, just ticking along.
All right, we'll wait and see. Good luck today, mate, with Mizzy.
Thank you.